Andy, as always, we are so grateful for the time. Curious, do you happen to have any plans this upcoming Saturday? Say, come, I don't know, 6 o'clock?
The biggest question mark is how early I will get there. The over and under is whether I spend the night Friday in the press box.
I've been wondering, have you been warming the voice up? Have you been doing your voice exercise? Vocal exercise, your la-la-las, and getting the voice ready to go.
My sister is a choral teacher in Arkansas, and my youngest brother is an opera professor in Norman, Oklahoma. So I may have to check with them about proper voice techniques for this Saturday. Yeah, I'll be ready. Listen, I always get apprehensive before the first game. And my wife kind of put me in my place the other day. She says, how long have you been doing this? And it's been a couple of years. But the first game is always, there's always some apprehension just because it's been a while. It's been a day since I sat in a booth and broadcast an Auburn athletic event, you know? So, but here's the deal. A couple weeks ago, I spoke to the Auburn Rotary Club, and I was a little nervous walking in there, and then I saw the people that I was going to be speaking with, and a lot of the folks were on my radio show for many, many years. It was kind of old home week going in, and the fact that I get to work again with Brad Law and Ronnie Brown and Jason Campbell and Paul Ellen and Stan White and Patrick Tisdale and Gene Dulaney and Ben Harling this Saturday, you feel comfortable. You're with the people you want to be with on a game day Saturday. So all of those nervous feelings will go away quickly, and we'll get into the ball game, and I'll be ready. You know, I've people have asked me for the last couple of weeks, are you ready? Are you going to listen, get me to Saturday, and I'll be just fine. And so that's what I'm telling you. Get me to Saturday, and I'll be just fine.
I'm curious to hear from
you. But I will be there really early, like way early, too early.
I have sources that told me that you were already in the press box earlier today, Andy. So
I have already been in the press box at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Both radio booths I have been in already today. Yes, that I can confirm that vicious rumor out there.
Well, look, I'm curious, though, because oftentimes talking with the other play-by-play announcers and that sort of thing, and someone at your level, Andy, is there a rust factor at all for you that all of a sudden, I know a lot of people talk about this, but it's like, man, this is a fast game that we're saying and that we're playing in football. And when you're in season, it's like every Saturday, right? Every 7 days or so. But you haven't done this since the bowl game. Is rust a factor at all for you at the very start, and then you kick it into gear, or are you smooth sailing?
If there is rust, I hope it goes away really quickly.
Amen.
I will say this. The first game that I did, which I think was 2 years ago today, if I'm not mistaken, and that was my first football game in a while. Right. When I took over for Rod, the Oregon game 2 years ago. And it probably took me a good quarter and a half to kind of catch up. And Jan was listening here. Of course, I was down in Arlington, and she said, I could tell you were that you were, I don't know if struggling is the right word, but I finally got into the rhythm about midway through the second quarter. I don't think it'll take that long this Saturday. And we do so much prep work, and we're on the air 3 hours prior to kickoff, and we'll be talking nothing but football and Auburn at that point. I'll be ready when this game starts. I remember a year ago with all the apprehension last summer and all of the talking heads out there that felt they believed that they should be the one telling everyone whether there should be a college football game or not, despite the fact that they didn't have the authority and sometimes the know-how to say that. Man, I was ready. I was ready to get in that booth and do Auburn, Kentucky last year. And I'll be ready when we get in that booth Saturday. And here's another thing that's going to be a factor. Well, folks are going to be tailgating. There's going to be activity on this campus. Hopefully there's almost 88,000 strong in the stands. And if you can't get jazzed about that, you don't deserve to be in the booth.
No, you're exactly right. We can't wait to listen. Andy Burcham will be on the play-by-play once again for Auburn football this fall on FM Talk 93.9 and all across the Auburn Sports Network. You got Tiger Talk coming up tonight, Andy, as Brian Harsin debuted last week on Tiger Talk. And this year, some players are getting some love on the show as well. What's that been like, and what are we anticipating tonight?
All right, on the show tonight, and Coach Harsin will be with us in person tonight. Of course, last week he was still in quarantine because of his COVID test. But he will be joining us tonight. We're actually going to be doing it in the athletic complex tonight. He will be joining us. We will have two Auburn players. I'm not going to tell you who they are at this moment, but both are starters. One offense, one defense will be joining us tonight. Jeremy Roberts, Auburn's Associate Athletic Director for Operations, will join us. We'll talk about game day and changes. And as a lot of folks return to Jordan-Hare Stadium, there's a lot of people last year. As I've been around guys speaking to various groups and with various groups, there are a lot of people that did not go to an Auburn football game last year. And that might have broken a streak of years and years of attending Auburn home football games. So folks are going to be returning to campus. I'm looking out my office here at the Coliseum, and we're going to start to see RVs rolling into town in the hay fields. And folks are going to be returning to Auburn. So we'll get the kind of the lay of the land with JR tonight as he joins us. But they're looking forward to talking with Coach Harsin in person tonight, just talking about this game week. You know, look, this is a first for us with Coach Harsin. It's a first for he as Auburn's football coach. It will be his first Tiger Walk on Saturday. All these things that he's heard about that are uniquely Auburn, other than the Eagle flight, of course, they're inside in the locker room at that point, but his family will get to watch and experience that Eagle flight together. I'm hoping he gets a chance to go to Toomer's Corner Saturday night and experience what Toomer's Corner is all about. So I'm anxious to get with Coach Harsin tonight and just talk about this game week. I think, you know, as everybody is at this point, they're tired of hitting their own players. They're ready to go out against somebody else. And Auburn's ready for Akron on Saturday.
Andy, you touched on it a little bit ago. Last year, didn't get to have that many fans in the stadium. It's severely reduced crowd. How excited are you to get that crowd noise back on the airwaves?
Well, I'm very, very excited about it. And one thing that I realized after last season, after everything, football, basketball, and even baseball to a certain point, I will never take for granted again what an Auburn game day atmosphere, whether it's at Jordan-Hare Stadium or at Auburn Arena or at Plainsman Park or in Gene B. Moore Field or the Auburn Soccer Complex, wherever. I will never take that for granted again because it is uniquely Auburn. And I thought they did a great job last year of spreading folks around Jordan-Hare Stadium. And they made as much noise as a 25% crowd can make a year ago. But there's no comparison to what it's going to be like on Saturday. And last year it was mostly students. Alumni get to come back to their alma mater. They get to come home and be a part of game day at Auburn. And I cannot wait for that atmosphere, to experience that atmosphere of a game day Saturday at Jordan-Hare Stadium on Saturday night.
Andy, aside from the usual suspects who play Auburn football, who do you see having a big game, per se, against Akron this Saturday?
That's a good question. And that's not one that I had pondered coming into this. Here's one thing. I'll be interested to see if we see more than one quarterback for Auburn on Saturday. Bo Nix is going to be the guy. How early do we see, if we see, T.J. Finley on Saturday? I'll be interested to see what he is like in an Auburn uniform and playing – instead at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge at Jordan-Hare Stadium on a Saturday night against Akron. I look forward to seeing which of those wide receivers steps forward for Auburn. Yes, I love this group. It is unproven other than Demetrius Robertson, who has some experience at Georgia, and Shed Jackson, who has some experience at Auburn. So who takes that first step forward for Auburn at the wide receiver spot? And I don't know who that is at this point, but I'm looking forward to seeing who that is that takes that step forward for Auburn. And then a guy like Tony Fair in the middle of that defensive front for Auburn, with Tyrone Truesdell no longer a part of the Auburn program, that transfer from UAB becomes even more important for Auburn. And he's not the only one on that interior front for Auburn. Another transfer in Marcus Harris, the transfer from Kansas. I mean, that's two really important spots for Auburn up front. It's two rather unproven spots for Auburn up front. And what kind of step forward do those two guys take in their first game in Auburn uniforms?
And don't forget about Eke Luota, Andy, who's coming from Northwestern.
Right.
And when you mention his hometown of Asheville, North Carolina, make sure you think of me if you don't mind.
I cannot make that promise. it's
just Asheville. Come on, JJ.
He's Andy Burcham. He is the voice of the Auburn Tigers. He's on Twitter at aburcham04, where he says that Sports Call feels like home. We're glad he feels that way. We want to let him get out of here as he gets set up for Tiger Talk. But I do want to ask you this. I haven't asked this before of you, Andy, someone that I do consider a mentor and, more importantly, a friend. Later in the show today, we're set back up once again for our yearly fantasy football visits on Wednesday. Has fantasy football ever been something that has interested you before or something that you have participated in?
Yeah, we had a family fantasy league right after Jan and I were married. So this was probably 2005 or 6.
Wow, okay. You've been in on the game a while.
Yeah, and now that's the last time I did it, though.
Oh, one and done.
Yeah, no. We did it as a family, and Jan did remarkably well, better than my brother, who's coming to visit this weekend, so much so that we didn't hear from Matt for a while because my wife had beaten him in fantasy football. I'm intrigued by it, but I have not played it in a long, long time.
Just curious. All right, like it. That's an acceptable answer. Andy, look, we look forward to listening to you tonight and, of course, on Saturday with Auburn football. Thanks for being on the program today.
Guys, my pleasure. Have a great week. War Eagle.